In today's episode, we celebrate my birthday. We call my mom to see what she was up to 27 years ago. We fight over my placenta. We explore the logistics of Scientology and find out why meconium is my new favorite word. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into anything, I gotta give some love to our sponsor for this week's episode, and that is Binge, my book. It's available on Amazon or on Audible if you want to get the audiobook. It is everywhere. I also signed a whole bunch of copies for Barnes & Noble. If you go to Barnes & Noble's website, you can find some signed copies for sale on their website. But yeah, thank you for getting Binge. Thank you for supporting it. And that's all. We love you. Okay.
Good morning.
Hi, Corey. What if we just talked up here this whole episode?
This is the high voice episode.
Oh!
Queen's Edition.
Queen's Edition falsetto.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Hi.
Is that your real laugh?
Oh.
That? No.
Did you see?
Yes.
Did you see the... very funny video I posted on my Snapchat me. They've got this new filter.
Ever where since you you've discovered filters, I've stopped clicking your Snapchat.
Oh, my God.
It's just selfies.
No. Well, they've got lots of filters.
Oh, do they?
There's this one where there was, like, lipstick and, like, cameras flashing, and I was like...
Is it video?
Yeah, I took a video.
Is it in the past 24 hours? Can I watch it?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'll be sure to tune in.
Well, I mean, 9,000 others already have.
Oh, my God. Ew.
I wish I knew how many people followed me on Snapchat.
So do I. I wish that. I wish that for you.
I bet mine's more, probably.
Than who?
Probably just a dash more.
A dash more? Mm-hmm. You know, I went to school with somebody named Dash. Isn't that crazy?
I hate everyone at your high school. Anyone who went to your high school who's listening,
oh my God.
With the exception
they
of like
a few people. They were in a family, much like the Kardashians, that all the names started with the same letter.
The kids who went to your school
it was
are
Dash,
so
and the last name was a D.
Pretentious
and then all the siblings
their
were
names.
Like the other D names.
Everyone who went to your high school has the most pretentious name I've ever heard.
Like what? Tyler?
I can't say their names.
Yeah, say their names, bitch. What's the name?
Tiffany Miller. Yes.
So when I had to change names for my
Tiffany
book.
Miller's real name.
Tiffany Miller's real name is
and,
not
no,
Miller.
What about that other person whose last name is a color of red? Also a character in Clue.
Alex Plum?
No.
I didn't go to school with him. Who are you talking about?
Miss Scarlet.
Oh. Well, her last name wasn't really Scarlet.
What was her
she
first
changed
name?
Salama.
Was that really?
Yes.
You told me she changed all of her names.
No, she changed just her last name. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Falsetto
voices. Oh, speaking of falsetto voices, she was an alto, I think.
Oh,
she was
God
in Samoko
bless.
With me. She was in Samoko.
God bless. God
you
bless.
Wish, bitch, you wish you were in Samoko. I could just see you now. When they had auditions, everyone would run.
Some sort of Samoko.
Hey, before you keep talking, shut the fuck up. So they would, you know how you would audition, not audition, but like apply for AP classes?
My school didn't have AP classes.
Right, exactly.
How
so
dare you?
You would apply for AP classes, and then at the same time, you would also audition for Samoko. Samoko was AP singers. And after school, one day, it was just like plays and musicals, where you would run to the board to see if your name was on the list, and you made it.
Like Glee.
Yes, and you would run and see if you made it into your AP class. I made it into AP Gov. That's what they would say if they made it into AP
There
Gov.
Was an AP Gov?
We had AP Government, AP Calc, AP Singing, AP...
My school only had... We had to take Government
English.
For a semester.
I took AP English and AP Calc.
Oh, brag.
And AP Singing. Oh.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did any of those, like, transfer to MSU?
Yes, bitch. That's... Why... Yes.
Then why did it take you 4 whole years to graduate?
Because that's not, like... You're not
and
getting...
you took summer classes.
No, I did. Yes, I did.
What's wrong with you?
You know what I did?
I had to do 5 years because I didn't have AP classes.
I really took my time.
Yeah, you did.
I did...
Yes,
I did low pressure. I did low pressure.
She took that time.
Corey, what are you eating?
You're starting over new.
No, this is Corey. What are you eating?
I will tell you. This cake pop is moist.
Now, I have a question. Would you cake stop? Yeah, that's it. Oh my God, you really just like inserted it all into your mouth.
I cannot believe how moist this cake pop is.
Okay, fine. I'll have my cake pop.
It's like,
wait, just listen real quick.
No, no one wants to listen to you eat a cake pop. Is that the noise you make when you like lick into someone's ear?
Ew!
You're gonna ew that? You've never licked an ear?
Oh, she has. You know, I remember the day I discovered that.
Getting it or giving it?
A little bit of both. I was like, whoa, this is a thing we can do? That's what I said to my dog.
So,
I didn't actually.
You used to rub peanut butter in your ear.
No, ew.
In
you're
your
grody.
Ear.
I'm only a third done with my cake pop. Let me eat.
That's not even a third. That's maybe a quarter.
No, when you said this was moist, I had no idea how right you were.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like maked this morning.
What?
Maked.
Okay. You maked? Did you make this morning?
So at the end of the day, you still have to consider the fact.
Corey.
That was a stupid question.
Oh, my God. Don't be such a hater. Anyway, so we got cake pops today because it's my birthday. And, but now it's not. So if you're listening to this, I was born in the past.
Aren't we all born in the past? You're not special. Quit acting like you're unique.
You know what? When people are like, oh, my birthday is kind of far off from now. I'm like, it's not that far. It's once a year, girl.
How did you feel about Twitter's 10th birthday?
Oh my God.
Yeah, tell me about it. What did you think of Twitter's 10th birthday? Did you think a little bit part of it was like, you know that person who like...
Is this distracting?
You know that person who walks around and is like, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Like, oh, sorry, it's my birthday.
My God.
I felt like Twitter was a little bit like that on their 10th birthday.
Yeah, well, they made their own hashtag. It had little emojis.
They were tweeting at people and being like, thanks for celebrating my birthday, and like retweeting an iconic tweet of theirs from
the
last 10 years.
Like, retweet people's tweets to me and being like, thank you for celebrating me.
They're like, Katie, thank you for sharing Left Shark with us. Happy birthday to me.
Literally.
She replied.
It's weird that they were posting everybody's like first tweets, all the celebrities'
first tweets. I
didn't
see a single one time.
Oh, are you kidding?
No.
They were sharing a whole bunch of celebrities' first tweets. And it was like a moment on Twitter. And I was like, oh, bitch, why didn't you share mine?
That to them? Because yours is something about clitter.
Yeah. Well, I shared my own. I said, happy HBD Twitter. It was rubbing my clitter on my Twitter or something was my first tweet.
That's what you were doing?
Yeah, it was 2008. It was a good time. What was your first tweet?
Mine, for some reason, when I look it up, it says...
It's a simple question with a simple answer.
No, it's actually not. Twitter is caught in the web of lies.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look up my first tweet, is that the website?
I don't know. Just tell me what your first tweet was.
I gotta get there, bitch. Don't come for me.
So Corey showed up at my apartment this morning wearing this t-shirt that has a heart on it, and it says lover in the heart. And I bought this shirt before him, and let me tell you, there have been times when he has owned things, and I thought, wow, I like that. I want to go buy it. And he would throw a fit. And he saw me in this shirt, and he goes, where'd you get that? And I go... Urban.
First of all.
And he goes, oh, okay. And then I see him like a week later and he's wearing it. And I'm like, okay. So you can throw a fit. You can
throw a fit.
Throw a fit.
Tantrum. First of all, it's a little bit
gutsy granny.
I think you had it coming if you're gonna like wear a gray t-shirt because you kind of know that's my aesthetic and
he
my
goes,
style.
Oh, a gray t-shirt? Where did you get it?
A gray pocket tee? That's like my style.
Mm. Okay, were you going to bring up your first tweet or something? I was giving you time.
I was telling you. I used to look it up.
Gutsy granny.
I used to look it up, and it would be wrong. And then one day, I did that thing where Twitter can like send you a spreadsheet of all your tweets, and then it was different.
So you were very busy.
Yes. But now, I just looked it up through Twitter's official Discover page, and now it's back to giving me the right one, which is graduating in 13 days? WTF? Question mark. I was very busy. I was graduating from college.
In 13 days?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, 13
Wait,
days
so you made
is
a Twitter,
so far away. And
you,
you
made a Twitter
like,
so long after me.
When did I joined in April.
April 2008?
Yeah.
I joined, I guess not that long after me. I joined March 2008. Oh my God. I just went to my Twitter profile and it's got balloons everywhere.
Oh.
I've never had that for myself.
Yeah. Not only, I tweeted on my first day of joining. That's so brave of me. Wow. I didn't even like let it.
You didn't like take a minute to pause?
No.
Wow.
No, I didn't. I just didn't. What are the balloons doing on your Twitter page?
Okay, both of us need to focus.
Excuse you.
You're excused.
What would you like to discuss?
Oh my God, everything.
Tell me about the birthday updates you're getting.
Oh my God.
Who has and who hasn't texted you?
Well, you know on your birthday when it's just kind of like too much and you're just like, everyone, enough. I've had it. That's what I'm saying right now. MTV posted a listicle. 9 times Tyler Oakley gave the best advice because it's his birthday. And then,
why are they all up on your jock?
Right. Using me. Famous Birthdays tweeted me saying, happy birthday from Famous Birthdays. Have an amazing day. Why are they making it about them? They tagged themselves. let's see. Who else is fucking me over on my birthday? Wonderwall says happy birthday to at Tyler Oakley with a link. I'm sure it's self-promotional. All these people.
Speaking of...
Gay Times Magazine. Happy birthday, Tyler Oakley, with the link to Gay Times Magazine.
Was and it like when you were in it, though?
No, it's an article that says, happy birthday, Tyler Oakley, 10 snippets about this digital phenomenon. All these people using me. But thanks, I guess. Andrew Lloyd Webber and I share the same birthday, so he tweeted something.
Did Reese chime in?
Reese did not. And this is,
I saw she was celebrating her 40th.
Oh, my God. It's her 40th?
Well,
she didn't. Reese and I share a birthday. And this nice lady never responds to my birthday wishes. Doesn't even favorite them. And I'm just going to say, Reese, I like you. And I want to keep it that way. So, don't ignore me. I say in my new video today, I put up a video today, I guess. This is in the past. I said, happy birthday, Reese.
Where can people find the video?
Anyway, Corey. And I'm getting...
Can I tweet happy birthday at Tyler Oakley from your friend at Corey?
I hate you. I'm getting texts up the ass right now.
But how do you feel about when Facebook now...
Scott Hoying says... Happy birthday, baby.
But how about when on Facebook they compile all of your birthday posts into this like little thing?
Oh my God,
now.
It's so hard for me to keep track.
Yeah, I'm like, how do I know what to like?
Times are so tough.
But I did realize on my birthday, because this is about me a little bit.
Tell me about your B-Day. Your B-Day was recent.
If someone posts on your wall and puts a picture, then that gets precedence over.
You just tweeted, happy birthday, Tyler Clay, from your friend Corey Cool.
Well, I wanted people to know who it was from.
I hate you. You're so gross. Ew. And the kids are like, oh.
They're like, friend goals?
Ew.
What did you, your mom get you for your birthday?
Nothing, I don't think. She posted
after all the times she calls and asks
you. Should we call her and ask her what she's getting me for my birthday?
Yeah.
Yes, we should.
She's gonna call and say that. what did you get her for her birthday?
I am positive I got her something.
I don't think you did this
Maybe
year.
A stove? Maybe that was 3 years ago.
I think you got her a stove one time 8 years ago.
Yeah. Jackie?
Is she saved in your phone as Jackie or mom?
Queen Jackie is what she saved in.
How many? After this, we're going to play a little game called How Many People in Your Phone Are Stored as Queen?
Just one. Queen Jackie.
That's no lie. How many people have Queen somewhere
Happy
in there?
Happy birthday!
Thank you!
What are you doing?
Hanging out.
With who?
You.
That's literally.
Corey's here.
Hey, Corey. Are you guys going to do something special for his birthday?
Oh, we're going to put peanut butter in each other's ears and let a dog lick it out.
That sounds interesting.
All for the love of YouTube.
Oh, great.
You can subscribe.
I think I am a subscriber.
You think?
Whoa.
I think so.
But what are you doing to celebrate my birthday?
I'm working. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You weren't born yet, so it doesn't. It's not
oh. What the fuck?
What time were you born?
8:26.
P.M.?
P.M.
Oh, well,
oh my God.
Jesus.
I'm literally in bed by then.
Well, don't know what to tell you.
How do you feel about me being 27?
Oh my God. How can that be? I'm only 30.
30, not waist size.
Be nice.
30 squared. Am I right?
I don't even know what 30 squared is.
I don't know. Maybe it's at least 900, I think. Yeah. Maybe. Anyway, Mom, how do you feel about me being 27? You know, a lot of celebrities die when they're 27.
That's not even, you know what? What does Corey say? Don't put that out in the universe.
Oh.
So you think I'm a celebrity.
So she subscribes.
No.
No to who?
No, you're not a celebrity.
Oh my God, drag me. So Amy Winehouse died when she was 27.
I know, that's sad. You dragged me to that movie, but I was glad that you did.
Oh. So, wait, so 27 years ago, what were you up to in this very second?
Right now, I was probably walking around the mall trying to get my water. My water had already broke, so I was trying to get you.
What
to
mall? Paca Plaza.
Mall, thank you very much.
The one with the hippo?
The one with the hippo.
You were the hippo that day?
Pretty much.
And she's still... No.
And so I walked around and walked around. You better be nice to your mother.
I'm just kidding. There's nothing wrong with being your size.
Anyway.
Darling.
So I was walking around. Are you guys making fun?
No. Anyway, what?
I was walking around, waiting for myself to have some contractions, and nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Your body's so weird. No offense.
I know. So,
did you try the puppet?
I was reading your baby book today.
You were reading my baby book. What's in my baby book? Strands of my hair?
No, you took those out and threw them away, which... And you took your teeth out, too.
Wait, what kind of baby book is this? Is this like a shrine? Do you have a shrine to me?
No, it's a baby book. Honey, no, it's not a shrine.
And it had locks of your hair and teeth?
Bitch, that's a shrine.
Honey, I'm sure that your mom had your first haircut, some pieces of your hair.
Did it have my umbilical cord?
No.
Or did you eat that?
That's so gross.
Would you ever eat...
How thick is that cord?
Yeah, would you eat that?
Like a spaghetti?
That's so disgusting.
Or like a telephone wire?
Did you eat my embryo? Hemi? Oh. Did Henny eat my placenta?
Hey, I got somebody at my door.
Hey, quick question. If it's, okay, so we kind of shared the placenta, right? Like, we were kind of, like, using it together. Would you say it was my placenta or your placenta?
It was mine.
Bitch, no! It was my, I lived in it.
You should never call your mother that.
Oh, you're right, you're right. I meant bitch in the, like, saying bitch to the universe, really.
Oh. No, I guess it was yours. It would have had to have been yours, because that's how you lived, so.
Yeah, so, so now it's mine.
Now it's yours.
Coming from the hoarder herself, she doesn't even want to hoard her own placenta.
Listen, I gotta go.
Why?
Because I have somebody here.
Oh. Did you tell them it was my birthday?
It's my son's birthday. There, I told them.
Oh my God, you're literally talking to someone? Okay, you gotta go to work. Bye.
I love you.
Love you. Bye. Later. Good luck with your life. Oh my God, she's literally not working. How's she getting paid?
I don't know who her employer is.
I think she's faking having a job.
I was gonna say.
Can you believe she ate my placenta and then tried to claim it as hers? Yes. What a greedy, gutsy granny.
Something she would do. I wanted to pick a fight with her.
Oh, we could call her back.
No, I was just going to say.
I love anybody that claims they want to pick a fight with my mom. Yes. Let's put them in the ring. Celebrity death match.
I'll just tweet her this.
She just tweeted
link,
me.
After this episode goes up. When my parents had my two older brothers, they had like full done baby books for them. And my baby book has like my birthday written on the first page and nothing else in it. Even my mom still has the book.
I guess you were a little uninspiring.
My mom still has the book even though there's nothing in it but like my name. It's a Sesame Street baby's first book and it's got
mildew
on it.
Mine's like a scrapbook.
Of course.
With like teeth in it.
With scraps of your body.
Literally.
Did she keep your first diaper?
She took baby's first diaper, baby's first fingernail clippings.
Baby's first booger.
Probably. You know a baby's first poop? We've discussed this.
It's black.
It's tar. It's all the leftovers from making the body.
What do you mean leftovers from making the body?
So
one of the like extra parts that you didn't need, like your tail and
stuff?
Yes.
No, it's like if your body was like trying to make bones, but like, oop, we made them all. It, like, leaves the rest of, like, the things that create bones.
I agree with you that it's pretty black.
I'm definitely a scientist.
Probably Google, like, what's in there?
Okay. What's in baby's first poop?
I mean, I'm sure it's like,
bitch, here we go.
Placenta residue.
Your newborn will continue to pass meconium over the first days or so. What's meconium?
It's the formal term for poop.
No.
Yes.
Meconium.
You should start a band and name it meconium.
The dark green substance forming the first feces of a newborn infant. I guess I found my new favorite word.
Meconium?
Meconium.
You should get a dog and name
it used to be vestibule.
And you can call him Meconi for sure.
Meconi.
Yeah.
Macaroni Meconi.
I think that would be a great option.
Meconi yum.
Because it tastes so good.
Yeah. It means poppy juice.
Now, when we did the...
I'm on the Wikipedia page. No, there's a picture.
When we did the poopy diaper...
It literally looks just like the poopy diaper challenge.
Do you regret not doing a meconium version?
This is it, honey. Oh my God.
What do you think?
The earliest stool of a mammalian infant.
Mammalian?
Uh-huh.
What's a mammalian infant?
A mammal, you dumb.
Oh. Well, you said a millionaire infant, like a rich-ass baby.
Oh, it has a...
Like a rich-ass...
Oh, a rich-ass baby doesn't poop in meconiums.
Baby. Yes. Who is the most recent celebrity baby born?
I don't know. I don't really keep track of anything.
What do you think Suri Cruz is up to?
I don't know. Let's look. Suri Cruz. Remember when Suri Cruz was a big deal? No offense, Suri, if you're listening, but, like, you're kind of a has-been. 9 years old. Oh, she's serving face. She looks great.
She's older than some
of your... I cannot believe she's 9 years
old. She's older than some of your nieces and nephews?
Yeah. Wow, she's like an adult, almost. She's almost ready for...
She hasn't seen that meconium in years.
It's been 9 years, honey.
Shit's been a long time
She's
ago.
Almost ready for... What's that called that her parents do?
Quinceañera.
Nope, close. It's when you think you're going to get a planet when you die.
Oh.
Everyone gets Scientology.
A planet. Yeah. They each get their own planet.
Do you not know?
No,
I don't. Scientology Queens Edition?
No.
So, things that happen when you're a Scientologist, if you're like a good one, you die. When you die, you get your own planet.
What if we've run out of planets?
I think. No, honey, there's a whole universe.
Did you know she has a sister who's 23? Wow, I can't believe we're just now discovering Suri Cruz's sister.
I hate this episode.
Maybe you should make the title of it that.
I hate this episode?
Yeah.
This is not what I like. Xenu. Do you know what Xenu is? Okay.
You mean...
No, I don't. Whatever. I know what you're going to say. So Xenu, X-E-N-U. So this bitch, Xenu, he's an evil dictator of the Galactic Confederacy, which existed 75 million years ago.
He looks like a cartoon from G.I. Joe.
Yes. He brought billions of people to Earth. At the time, they were called Tigalyak. Grouped them up near volcanoes and proceeded to drop hydrogen bombs on them. The souls of the dead people then had to watch a 3D super colossal motion picture, which gave them false memories of Jesus, the crucifixion, and all major world religions. Then the souls apparently now negatively affect everyone who has not had them removed by the church. So Xenu dropped off a whole bunch of people by a volcano, dropped hydrogen bombs, then made all the souls watch a movie that was history of Earth, and now here we are.
Did you watch the Scientology documentary?
No, I didn't. Should I?
You know the guy who, like, invented it, wrote, like, science fiction novels before...
L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, before inventing this religion.
Yeah, I'm looking at all of them. There's one called The Way to Happiness. There's one called Battlefield Earth. One called Final Blackout.
Wasn't Rihanna in Battlefield Earth?
She was just in Battlefield. Can you believe Rihanna has the number one album and number one single of this week?
Yeah.
With that.
With Work?
Yeah.
I still
And Work
really
From
like
Home still
it.
Hovers above the top 10.
I don't really like it. That's why I'm yawning, because that's how the whole anti-era makes me feel.
Okay, yes.
Be sleepy. Same. Tyler, is there anything else you want to tell the people about your birthday or about social media on your birthday?
Well, it is popping.
What is?
Social media. All the people are tweeting me HBD or variations thereof.
Have you
Marcus
ever?
Butler just tweeted, happy birthday at Tyler Oakley. Miss your cutie little face. Kissy emoji.
Whoa. Marcus said that?
Yeah. Whoa. Marcus
my
said
visual
that?
Response. I can't believe Marcus said that.
I mean, it wasn't as personal as happy birthday, Tyler Oakley, from your friend Corey Cool. But, you know.
Whoa. I just found a picture of this old lady
this
biking
episode.
Club called Cycle Babblers.
Oh my god, those... Wait, yeah. I don't mean to call them an offensive term, but those fucking Merconium bitches?
The girl, they haven't
those
seen...
Those gutsy grannies?
They haven't seen Merconium in years.
Well, honey...
On a scale from... On a scale from 1 to 10, now that you're 27, how does it feel to be a gutsy granny?
I went from Merconia Master to a gutsy granny.
Oh, just the flip of a calendar page.
Quinquenchen.
Do you ever... Wait, no, this is a
No, this is a quicker quenchen.
Do you ever think...
Do you ever think...
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
So do you ever think, like, what if we all just tricked you and, like, you've been sleeping and it's not really your birthday?
Hey, that's triggering for some people. That's triggering for some people.
What is?
When people tell you, oh, what if you're sleeping right now? Some people are like, they have panic attacks because they think, shit, I've been sleeping my whole life and this is all a dream. That triggers people. So you watch your back.
I was just saying, like, what if you... are sleeping right now.
But I'm only seven.
How is this any different from the time of you saying that there's like a little alien inside of all of us and it's like video playing us all as video games?
Oh my god. I hate that. Oh. I forgot all about that game. Believe my little alien's turning 27.
What if your little alien's named Marconium?
Oh my god. Dude. I'm looking up at my brain right now.
Did you
I
just look
you
up because he
there.
Made you look up, or did you
oh,
look up because
my
you wanted
goodness, stop it. Do you think I'm like, he just made my arm move up, or I just made my arm move up?
I just don't know. Don't you think?
Do you think the alien can even predict that I want to do all of this? I'm moving my arms everywhere.
Do you think we we should Snapchat live on air and do a face swap?
Do you think? No, remember when I was moving and trying to do things that my body couldn't even predict that I would want to do because I, what if I were a video game character when I was walking down the street that one time? And I was like, I need to trick whoever's playing me and bust out of the game.
You're asleep right now.
Stop it. It's triggering.
You're so asleep right now.
No, so
Is
all
it
the
just
all the
triggering
um
for you?
No, for some people I guess. All of the people yesterday, 2 days ago actually, were on Twitter, were they asking you green apples or red apples?
No.
Well,
I would say
the question stands.
I would say like a honey crisp, which is red.
I would say
depending
a
on
pink
it.
Lady, which has green and red in it. Really.
Does it?
Yes.
Does red and green make pink?
Okay, no, but
pink have lady. You ever put a pink lady in the stink?
Oh my god. No, I haven't. Have I ever sat on a pink lady apple?
Not like for pleasure, but maybe on like an
accident. What if your first Merconium were a pink lady? Out plopped a delicious, crisp pink lady.
What if you shit food that was like, it came edible? Out the same that
Cake
it
pops.
Went in?
Cake pops.
It came out the same that it went in.
So I would have sushi tomorrow?
Like
tonight?
Like if you diced up
so
a potato.
So I would shit sushi today?
But then you shit and out came the full potato again.
So, like, I chew it up, but my stomach puts it back together.
Yeah, like a puzzle.
And you know my stomach's all like, ugh, he chewed so hard today, we gotta work extra hard.
You really did masticate well today.
But if I didn't chew that much, they'd be like, nice, easy day for us.
The alien in your brain would be like, thank you.
Easy day, y'all.
So much.
My throat creatures would all be like, oh, extra work to get this to swallow.
What's a throat creature?
Oh, I'm talking about all the aliens in my throat who move all the food down. You know there's somebody probably who believes all this. You know there's like, my throat is coated with little tiny aliens
that push
are
it down,
pushing.
Push it down.
How do you think you swallow, bitch? How do you think you swallow?
I've decided that if you can think of something, so either somebody believes in it or somebody's done it.
So somebody has...
With the exception of like their body pooping back out a full potato, because that's not going to happen.
Is that a challenge in my 27th year?
But I'm like, do you think anybody like,
why immediately gotta, my eyes why, just started rolling.
Why you gotta look like that?
Oh, honey, I gotta look like that because we gotta go.
Let me finish.
Oh, well, you can finish on your own time. Have that little alien inside of you finish in another episode. Corey, if people want to find you.
Well, listen, I'm on the Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Snapchat.
Okay.
Google it.
If you want to find me, Tyler Oakley, good luck with your lives. Happy birthday to me. Also,
happy birthday to Reese.
Later.